This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, the place to go for advanced dental technology and compassionate, patient-centred care. You can trust your smile with an expert team that puts your comfort first. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
January 7th, 2025 regular meeting.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Enter into a public hearing for a budget amendment for contract planning services. Madam Clerk, can you walk us through this?
Yeah, this is for we have contracted with Interstate Engineering. And we had originally budgeted $40,000 for the year for contract planning services, but with their contract, we need to add $113,000. So the budget amendment before you is for an additional $113,000 to be paid from general fund revenue.
And that's to do a comprehensive plan? Is that what it's for?
Just planning services. This was as...
How did we miss it that far?
Well, we had budgeted an employee who was covering both the building inspector and the planning duties, and then you withdrew from that, from the planning service.
Any public comment? Public comment? Public comment? Any comment from council?
Nope.
Hearing none, we can exit the public hearing. Okay. Budget amendment. We'll enter into a public hearing for retail liquor license applications. Again, council and members in the audience, there are two groups that are up for this. J. Johnson Corp., DBA, Rosie's American Cafe, located at 65 South Main Street, and CHS Inc., DBA, Senex Zip Trip, store number 60, located at 501 East Hart. Are there representatives of either of the groups here that would like to talk?
CHS, Troy Price.
Yes, you can step up and tell us about you and your company.
So we're embarking on a large remodel of the entire store. We're going to be opening up a new kitchen with some seating and things like that. And so we thought that the liquor license would kind of be an extension of that offering. With our parking and our lot and our availability for folks pulling boats and campers and things going to the lake or up to the mountains and stuff, we can kind of be a one-stop shop where they could get a nice healthy lunch and maybe some beer for the lake or up camping, things like that, and it would be very easy for them to get in and out of our parking lot. We're looking to, in the back parking lot, add a little picnic area with some extra parking in the dog area, pet area, where folks can take a little break from the road and just kind of sit back there and have a nice lunch, that kind of stuff. So, I don't know if you have any questions.
Are there any questions for Troy?
Troy, yes.
Troy, is... Are you the manager?
I'm the manager, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the company that owns this, I assume they have other
We do. We have, in Wyoming, we're the only one. We have South Dakota, Montana, and Colorado. And of course, all our Montana sites have liquor licenses and stuff.
They do. That was my next question. They have licenses.
Yes, they do.
Locations. So yeah. Have they done something similar in those locations of what you're trying to do here?
Yeah, pretty close. They don't do a hard liquor, and I'm not sure where we would go with that, to be quite honest with you. Our immediate plans would be to put a beer cooler in and kind of get that going and then sort of go into maybe some hard liquor. We'd have to put in the lockable shelving and things like that to be able to protect it and keep it under our control. So, yeah.
And reading through council, we have an email from Amy, and I'm not even going to try Scalise, is that her name? That has some, looks like there's some liquor law compliance that you already have in place with the other stores, I would assume.
Yeah, and all of our employees, we went ahead and put them through the Wyoming State Liquor Training, so they've all got their certificates from the state of Wyoming and everything now.
Okay. Chief, any concerns? Is there anybody from Rosie's here? Are there any more questions for Troy?
Well, here's one. I'm from representing Rosie's.
Okay. We'll have you step up. We'll put you in the hot seat.
Okay, we got it.
Okay. Anything else for the...
No, I think that's where we're headed with it, so...
Okay.
Thank you.
Representative from Rosie's.
Excuse me. I'm Jackie Masterson, and I just help out down at the cafe all the time. They're away on a family matter. And we're hoping that she can get it down there so we can keep it downtown Buffalo and support Buffalo. She plans on doing different fundraisers and stuff, you know, and that way she can add the hard liquor and stuff to what she already has.
Sort of like catering events.
Right, yeah. Factor doing one February 14th.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions for Jackie? Council, before you also have an email kind of outlining their plan from Ms. Johnson, you know, Rosie's American. Okay,
thank you.
Mr. Barrett?
Yes.
I would just clarify that there's one retail liquor license available and two applicants.
It's a draw. Any public comment? Public comment. Any more comments or questions from council? Hearing none, we should exit out of the public hearing for the liquor license. Unfinished business. Always like this. Ordinance 1420, third and final reading, an ordinance amending Chapter 29, Article 3, Section 7.D of the Code of the City of Buffalo concerning the zoning code of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, and providing for an effective date thereof. And this is a reminder, this is to reduce some of the zoning codes to help make
streamline
when there's some annexations coming into Buffalo. So.
I move adoption of that resolution.
Have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? 1420 is now. Now there. On a new business, Resolution 1488. A resolution amending the annual appropriations bill for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2025. And gentle reminder, that is for what we just had the public hearing on planning. Can I get a motion for Resolution 1488?
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 1488. Retail liquor license. Council, what say you?
I'd make a motion so we could get discussion. I'd move to approve the retail liquor license for J. Johnson Corp., DBA Rosie's Americana Cafe. I just feel like that license has been downtown, a small business for a long time. I'd like for it to stay downtown.
Council, any other discussion? I have a motion. Do I have a second? Do I have a second? Not hearing a second. Do I have a motion to approve it for Scenic Zip Trip?
Mayor, I move we approve for Scenic Zip Trip. They've been in business since 2007. I understand their desire to expand and the volume of sales potentially to be brought in.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Are you a no vote, Mr.?
Yeah, I guess I'll vote yes. So you can drink the title, can you?
Yeah.
I vote no too then.
Got it.
There you go.
So the mayor votes in the affirmative.
Okay.
It goes to zero. Next on the agenda, Erica McCarter, Operation Blue Santa.
Said you could have brought mine if there's up too.
Yep, so this is just an annual update on our program. So Operation Blue Santa is a charitable project that's put on through the police department. We are 100% donation-based, meaning that we start hitting the ground in November, passing out letters and contacting businesses for donations. So this is the eighth year that myself and my husband have ran the program. So we took over in 2017. And this year, we raised $38,456 over 107 different donations. So 31,000 of that was through cash and check. And about 7,200 of that was through goods and services. We sponsored five families, totaling 27 people. So those are families mostly with children that ranged from early grade school all the way through college. So support kind of looked diverse this year. Our biggest need this year was for rent and mortgage assistance, for help with food and groceries, fuel. And then, of course, we always try to help tackle past due bill assistance, medical needs, vehicle repairs, vehicle registrations, everything that we can to help people move into the new year without a big bill to look forward to. This year was an incredible year for donations for us. We were kick-started into the donations with a very generous donation from the Longmire Foundation of about $10,000. Mm-hmm. But separate from that, we actually exceeded donations by about $4,000, I think, from last year, just from other businesses alone. I'm always actually amazed at what our businesses do to come through for our families. We had a young mother that needed tires, and one superior jumped on it even after they gave us a cash donation. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me. One of our families asked how they could support us again, and so she wrote a little letter that she asked me to present to you as well. So I'll just go over that real briefly here. She says, "Dear Miss McCarter, I wanted to write a letter of thanks from my family to you for the wonderful Christmas you provided us through the generosity of individuals and businesses in our community. Our family has had many changes through the past 4 years due to a bout of COVID. We went from owning a thriving trucking business and homeschooling our children to a disabled husband, a mom with a new career in nursing, and 4 resilient kids that entered public school and have thrived. When you approached me about making this Christmas extra special for our family by providing gifts, it truly brought me to tears. My kids have been through so much, and the sparkle in their eyes and excitement over this Christmas season truly filled my heart with such gratitude. I can't remember a Christmas when I felt more loved and cared for than this one. Thank you. Will never be enough for all you provided and did for each one of us. It is our hope to be able to give back and bless others through this wonderful program in our community in the future. Please pass along our thanks to all the businesses and individuals that were so generous to provide our needs. We appreciate all of you so very much. I pray that each and every one of you are blessed this coming year. So that was really cool. Yeah. A lot of times we get, pictures of kids opening gifts at Christmas time, but this, we don't always get to see the other side of it from the parents' perspective. So this was our best Blue Santa year yet, and we look forward to continuing with the support of our community. And not just the businesses, we get a lot of outreach from community members. We had a family reach out wanting to donate toys, but we don't usually take items because we tailor the needs, what we provide to families. So they came in at 6 p.m. to a mountain of toys, and they wrapped. And that's what their help was this year. So it's just really cool. It's great to, invite people into our police department for something non-work related.
Positive.
So does anyone have any questions for us?
Yeah. I just want to thank you and Brian and the chief and everybody in the department for, it's not an easy job. And it's one of those things that kind of tears at your heart sometimes. Mm-hmm. When you see what you folks have to deal with in your job, so it's nice to have a little positive and be able to walk out feeling something good about.
I think
what you do on a daily basis. So.
It gets us every year. Myself, I've been part of delivery the last 4 years, and the wrapping, which I hate because I'm a horrible wrapper. And she made me put together a kitchen that took 2 hours last year. But I've had my kids involved, my family. They come, they wrap, they've helped deliver, and just. It's amazing, just the amount of support that our community has for us and for everyone. It's just a special thing that I don't think happens hardly anywhere else in the country. Mm-hmm. So to be a part of it, it's just an absolute honor. And Erica and Brian, they work their tails off. They put in a lot of their own time, and they have 3 kids of their own from 1 to 5. Yeah. And so to do this, not only on their own time, and they don't, get credit for it, so... Hats off to those two and to all the folks that come and help us with the wrapping and the deliveries and the donations. I mean, it's an amazing thing, and it's so special to be a part of each year. I think, I'm used to it now, and I don't ever get used to it. So it's a pretty awesome thing to be a part of.
Thank you for all your work.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next item on the agenda is a mayor's appointment, and I need to probably clarify something on this without... So, the appointment of Kim to the Joint Powers Board Recycling Center was actually a joint appointment between the council and the commission, and there was a misunderstanding, and... They appointed Brian Sears, we appointed Kim. And so Kim has graciously stepped aside after many years on that board to give somebody else a chance, but I want to give Kim my heartfelt thanks for her service on the Joint Powers Board for Recycling and to let somebody else step up and take a seat at the table with some new ideas. So hats off to Kim. But can I get a motion to appoint Brian Sears to the Buffalo Johnson Recycling Joint Powers Board?
So moved.
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Welcome, Brian. Reports, Mr. Kirby from Legal.
Mayor and Council, I have no reports. If you have any questions, good answer.
Don't have any questions. Mr. AC is not present. I think he's on a little family vacation. Chief Bissett.
No doom and gloom after Blue Santa. So I'm just going to give you a quick update on the year of 2024. So we received 32,246 calls into our 911 center. That also includes about 3,500 folks that have come through into our lobby, up to our window. Actually more than that, almost 5,000 total between Erica's calls up front and the window. So yeah, that totals 32,000. Our officers responded to 7,487 incidents that were documented. And we ended up with over just about 70 arrests for the year. So it's kind of a high number for Buffalo, but our folks are out there doing great work. Out of those 32,000 calls that come into our 911 center, just to give you an example of what that entails, just last week alone, we had a call come into our 911 center. Actually, Erica was up front. She's our public safety administrator, and she's up front. She's also a trained dispatcher, professional dispatcher. Annie Lopez was on the mic that morning. It was early. I got a call for a baby that was just born at a house, not breathing, blue. And you would have thought that Annie was taking a call for a parking complaint, so much so that Erica actually kind of looked at her because she was so calm. She went immediately into her training, started doing EMD, got all EMS, us, sheriff's office rolling to that location. Luckily, there was a midwife there that did a phenomenal job, but our dispatchers that don't get the credit need to know that out of 32,000 calls, one might be a barking dog, the next one might be that baby that's not breathing. And she and Erica, because Erica jumped on to help out, they're rock stars, right? They handle those calls. They're so calm and cool under pressure, getting the services that need to be there, also providing life-saving aid over the phone, which is not easy to do. And poor Annie is an expecting mother. So to get a call like that on top of everything, and you would have thought, like I said, that she handled it so graciously. So when you see these numbers, you hear these numbers, these are the kind of calls that our dispatchers are handling. These are kind of the calls that our officers are going to. And the level of training, I put our dispatch, our police department, up against anybody in the state or in the country. They're doing a phenomenal job. So when you hear numbers, they're not just numbers. These are actual events. And when you think about the amount of stress that's put on these officers and these dispatchers every single day, they do a magnificent job. So I just wanted to get out there and thank you, Andy. Thank you, Erica, for a wonderful job last week. And to our EMS crew and fire and everybody that responded. That little baby left there crying and just not real happy, but crying nonetheless. And that's what we want to hear, this,
In EMS, crying babies are good babies.
That's correct. Absolutely. Because, it was scary when we got there. But just to hear the calmness, the fact that, Erica's like, I didn't even know what was going on. It just sounded like any other day, but she went right into her training, and Erica jumped on, and that's a lot to be said for a stressful situation like that. And their training kicks in, and they just do a remarkable job. And I just need you to know that. So, with that, I'd love to take any questions from you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And ladies, Mr. Silbernagle is not available to be here tonight, but he did send a written update. Buffalo Wells Project contractors clearing rocks and brush from the right-of-way for the pipeline and fusing pipe for installation. Other major capital construction projects have shut down for the winter. Street crew is cutting ice in areas of buildup throughout town. And a reminder, it is Wyoming, it is winter. Open your cabinet doors and leave water trickle just a little bit to avoid frozen pipes and drains. Madam Clerk, do you need this for the record? Give that to Madam Clerk. And Chief Gammon from the Fire Department has sent in 2024 calls. The Fire Department responded to 63 total calls, 12 false alarms, 7 smoke alarms, 9 cut gas lines, CO calls or carbon monoxide calls, 7, 4 were positive, 3 were false. So, general reminder, if you don't have a carbon monoxide detector, highly recommend installing one. 5 canceled en route, hot breaks, 4 structure fires, 3 gas odors, 3 grass fires, 3 auto accidents, 2 vehicle fires, 2 power pump, 2 power poles, 1 dumpster, 1 coroner assist, 5 mutual aids. They responded out to help 5 other agencies or other agencies 5 times, and they had 2 requests for mutual aids from other fire agencies as well. If anybody needs a copy of that, send that down to the clerk for file. Mr. Brett, anything?
Mr. Mayor, Council, nothing here.
Yeah. Are there any oral or written comments?
I'm sorry I didn't put in a written request, but may I just ask a question?
Yes.
The only question is this. I get kind of tired of waiting by the courthouse to turn left onto 4th Street off of Main, and, you know, because with campers and motorhomes and motorcycles, you could sit through a whole night without moving. And so I was just wondering, when they do the streets and stuff out here, is there any plans to put a left turn arrow?
I don't know the answer to that, but I will find out.
Yeah, it would be a perfect time to do it, I think. Yeah.
If you can just get your information to the clerk so we can follow up with you. She may know
you. She just heard me, so she can handle it.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah, from what I've heard from YDOT, that structure at 4th Street is a separate project which will be done a year later after the Main Street project is finished this year. So, but they're going to be doing something, updating the old light fixtures, Paul told me. So.
Are there any other oral or written comments? We'll see your smiling faces in there.
It's been a while. Yeah. Aaron with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. And
Dallas with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce.
He's our treasurer, Wes. Good to see you. So I think what's going to be appropriate is possibly getting on to Mayor, an appointment with you. There's a few things that we have in mind, or some ideas that we would like to talk about in this year, possibly in the following year. But the one thing that we kind of wanted to just briefly talk about is that we're in the works of, we have 15 billboards that the chamber has, and we just kind of wanted to put this on your radar. It could benefit the chamber financially, just because we're a nonprofit and we have very small funds to deal with, that we think that this could bring in some extra revenue. I don't know if you want to chat about that a little bit more. 15 of them, so we have quite a bit of them. I think it's like a little gold mine, but we just want to be able to share and express our ideas with you, and just kind of let you know what we're thinking with those billboards and what's going to benefit the community and the town. Any question?
Essentially, it would just be, advertising only downtown businesses, and that way the chamber gets revenue and we direct traffic towards the Buffalo downtown rather than through Chinatown. As currently, most of the billboards direct travelers to Yellowstone and don't necessarily indicate that they should stay in Buffalo. And we could maybe change that and have it be a win-win for both local businesses and the chamber.
So you've got billboard space and you can lease that out or contract with people?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. I would think that'd be pretty popular to get.
And I'm sorry, we've had quite a bit of feedback. There's a few of them that are really an eyesore. It's been neglected for some time. I don't know how long. I know I've been in this position for a year, and prior to that, I think COVID happened, and then I just think it's been kind of an ongoing deal. So we realize that it's a huge deal. That's not how we want to welcome our guests and travelers into our community, but we are working on it, and we do want to get onto the calendar at some point to kind of discuss more details.
And you will be contacting the
landlord.
My family has
yes.
three of those
uh-huh.
billboards.
Yes.
And
yeah.
one, they were given to the chamber, I mean, freely mm-hmm. to publicize Buffalo mm-hmm. and that route to Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. But I think that the family needs to be contacted if you're going to get money off it or something else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is just kind of starting the ball. We've got all of the landowners, our permits and things here that we would contact. Yes, for sure, absolutely. Because I think some of them are going to need fixing and things like that for safety okay. and to rewrap and things like that.
And
absolutely.
You probably all know, but have those been used in the past? But Scott, do you remember from our time on chamber board like 20 years ago? I remember JCTA happened, but I don't remember the chamber ever.
I remember that when I first got on council that JCTA has probably just as many billboards. They have a bunch of billboards they own. The chamber has a bunch of billboards they own. They each entity owns their own billboards and going up and down. But a lot of the ones from the chamber were originally used for the Yellowstone to get people to turn off here instead of driving a Sheridan. But a lot of them haven't been maintained for a while. They used to, I think the chamber applied to JCTA for a grant to do a billboard cover here or something. But it takes a while.
Yeah, and we have been, I have had a meeting with Anita, their JCTA's chair, and there is some, we have about 2 to 3 that we would kind of keep on hand for JCTA, and we've kind of talked about that without going into a whole lot of detail, but yes, there's been lots of talk and lots of discussion about these billboards here, just because they're in bad shape.
Is that our copy?
Yes. So at some point, I think I'll just shoot an email if that works best to get on the calendar, and then maybe, I don't know if I think it benefit all of us to kind of chat about it and kind of go from there, and of course, the owner, so.
Sounds like the vice mayor is up to
you
right now. Yep.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
We'll get it scheduled.
This one.
Are there any other public comment? Public comment. Hearing no further public comment, announcements. WAM Winter Workshop, January 22nd through the 24th in Cheyenne. I think everybody up here will be in attendance. It's going to be an important year for us to be down in Cheyenne to deal with some legislative stuff. City County meeting that we have usually this morning. As you know, last week we moved it to January 28th at 7 a.m. I see the chair of the Planning and Zoning Board meetings here. Just a reminder, you have one at 1 p.m. on that same day, January 28th. And for groups out there that plan on putting in for 1% application, your deadline is February 28th at 5 p.m. No more announcements. Can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
Move to approve the bills.
Second.
Motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Council, is there anything else to be brought forward? Nothing else to be brought forward. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I have a motion to second. Motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry in Buffalo. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.